Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan Behind the Glass. You can join us, The Morning Shift, every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share some of his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at The Morning Shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. All right, we know Falcons are heading to Berlin to take on the Colts this weekend. Pre-game with Mike and Bo is at 7:30, kickoff at 9:30 with Wes and Arch on 92.9 The Game. Yesterday, we were focusing mainly on the Atlanta defense, their offense. We're going to reverse it today. Our offense averaging 17.9 points per game, 28th in the NFL, and then 22nd in red zone touchdowns. Who are we looking at to raise these numbers, guys?
Zach Robinson.
Go ahead.
Is who we're looking at. Michael Penix is who we're looking at.
Like, you take Jesus, take the wheel, Bo. Go ahead.
Yeah. I, for the record, I want everyone to know that as you're asking that question, you're moving back and forth with Mike and I, and Mike just starts throwing his hands towards me like he wants.
Yep, it's all you, buddy. Go ahead.
To talk about this. Here's what I need. I don't know what I need, but I know I need it. I think what I would say is I need Michael Penix, really, to be the guy. Michael Penix started playing late last week with something that I've been asking for a couple weeks now. And it was just a little freer football. I know that he missed the game against Miami. Throw that out. But the San Francisco game, there were multiple times where, because of pressure, he would get out of the pocket and then he would stop almost and look downfield. Just go. Just get upfield. Go. And for one, Michael Penix might be one of the most accurate passers on the run that I've seen in a long time. He can throw a dime on the run. You saw it last week. You've seen it in other games. So I'm okay with him doing that. But there are going to be times where don't hesitate. Just go. Get positive yardage. Turn what could be a throwaway into 3-4 yards maybe. Just that. Yeah. What that does is, if that's a first down, guess what? It's 2nd and 6. You're on schedule. You're on schedule. If it's 2nd and 10 at that point, then now you've got a short and medium, not a third and long, which is important, Mike. It's important for the next play call. What that does, and people don't want to understand it, but it actually makes Zach Robinson better, okay? It takes pressure off of the play call. we've got to remember there aren't a lot of third and longs in your playbook. It's just not designed that way. I know that they're there, but they're very low percentage.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You bring up a couple of good points, and I definitely would love to see him continue to move around. I would love to know, like, if we were sitting in that meeting room with Zach, you know, with everybody else that's involved with this offense, and that play comes up, Michael Penix ripping off 14 yards with his legs. I just want to know what the reaction was. You know, like, because if I'm the coach, and I know that, because it goes split, right? You have coaches that look at quarterbacks running, they're like, dude, just be careful. Make sure you get down. Make sure you slide. You know, make sure you get through your reads, this, that, and the other. If I'm in that room, I'm going, yeah, yeah, let's go, baby. Yes, that was awesome. You bailed us out. And that's what I hope the reaction was. TJ Yates and whoever else, like I said, whoever else is involved in that. DJ Williams, I mean, go down the list. But I think you bring up a couple good points about Michael Penix having to do some things with his legs. I'd love to have one game this year where he's just over 30 or 40 rushing yards. I mean, I think that that's kind of the number that I want to see him hit. I'll go a different direction for the sake of just this conversation. I am terrified right now of Kyle Hinton against DeForest Buckner. I'm terrified of it. Kyle Hinton is going to be playing left guard. We just talked about it a minute ago. Looks like Matthew Bergeron is quote-unquote week to week, but doesn't look like he will suit up this weekend. Kyle Hinton is a serviceable backup swing guard in the NFL. Played decently. DeForest Buckner is an absolute dog on the defensive line. You look at his stats on the season, about 42 tackles, 4 sacks, 9 tackles for loss, and 13 quarterback hits. It ain't good. And as far as the way he lines up, you're talking about a guy that's 6'7" against Kyle Hinton, who is less than average stature when it comes to offensive guards in the NFL.
315.
It's going to be a tough matchup for him.
Also, yeah.
He's 315, but he's 6'2", is my point. Yeah, like he's got shorter arms than average. If DeForest Buckner gets into his chest, he ain't going forward. I can tell you that. He's going backward.
Talk about this with me. Going back to, all right, look, this is kind of both of our points. Look, you know what I do know is DeForest Buckner is not, no, this defensive line, other than Latu, they're not chasing Penix down. They're not going to catch him from behind. So if he can get out. But if I see that they're going to play man coverage and send an extra guy, I know no one wants to hear this out there, but I would love for Penix just to say, look at pre-snap. I send somebody in motion. I don't care. Hell, Darnell goes in motion. Oh, they just identified it's man. Just take off. Take off up the middle. If you can get a gap, take off. Because Penix, he showed it last week. Like, he's got 4.4 speed. We know that. All right? Straight line ain't a problem for him. Just take off. You're going to get 10 yards. If you can get out, you're going to get 10 yards. Go get it. And make them respect you. Make them right now.
Make them respect the offensive line. That's the other thing. You don't stay in your pass rush lanes, I'm gone.
Yeah, because I don't know what Mike thinks, but I don't believe for a second that anybody out there on the defensive side of the football that plays us respects Michael Penix's legs or our offensive line to the fact that they need to. And I think it's time they start respecting them again.
There's no doubt. Like, why would you? Like, if I'm them, I'm going, oh, man, you know what? He got a first down with his legs. Darn. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Until you've hit me with 3 or 4 in a game, I'm not worried about it.
It's just like in basketball. You want that guy taking that shot. You want Josh Smith, when he was playing here, you wanted Josh Smith taking the ball from anywhere outside of 15 feet. Let him shoot it. Let him shoot it because it's a low percentage make.
Yeah, I'm not going out of the perimeter to put my hand up for that.
No, I'll just stay here. I'll get this brick. All right, I'm going to get the rebound. Shoot it, Shawty.
It's like if Dylan was out there, I'd be like, hey, let it dig.
That's when you play hack a Dylan because you know you're going to make free throws.
Careful.
Yeah.
Careful. Hand down, man down. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I wet that eye.
I don't even know.
I'm going to ignore that you just said that.
Yeah, I don't even know. It sounded weird, but I trust it's some kind of young lingo.
I wet that eye.
It sounded strange.
Don't say that again, please. Please don't say that again. Please don't say that again.
Let me give you one more matchup, though. We spent a lot of time, you and I did, last year before the draft, talking about Leatu Latu. You know, you remember all these conversations about these pass rushers and what is he, what isn't he. Jared Verse got a lot of that attention. You know, we thought we'd go a couple different directions. And I think when it came down to it, Latu, that was like, oh, hey, I could see that happening. He ends up going 15th overall to Indianapolis. I think last year he had his ups and downs. He has been a dog this year. An absolute dog. You can tell he's settling into what they're trying to do.
He avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Last year, he got 4 sacks, which should tell you that, and I've already seen him, no, James Pierce is not a bust because he has a half a sack so far. Just relax.
Yeah, Jarrett Verse was the same way. He was the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, and he came on really late in the season. The most stuff he did was like literally the last quarter of the season, last 4 games, Jarrett Verse had an impact, a big impact, and in the playoffs, but it all happened late. Mike's so spot on that. But he is the ultimate. We should have patience with guys that are 6'5", 265. You know, 6'5", 250, which is what Pierce is.
Yes. Well, and I think that Latu is probably a little bit thicker than that.
He is big. He's 6'5", 270.
But I think that when I watch, like, I turned on the film.
You've been looking at his girth.
Yeah, I turned on the film, and I wasn't expecting what I saw from his explosiveness. Mm. And Jake has really struggled at times with the bull rush down the middle. And we saw it last. The one sack that you gave up last week, Jake got bull rushed down the middle. That's where the Bergeron injury came from on that exact play. And I look at the length of Latu, and I think it becomes a major issue for Jake as he gets rushed down the middle. So Latu.
So
I just watched the tape. I didn't go straight to the stats. 2.5 sacks last week alone for Latu.
So you're telling he's not only long, but he's got
Let the sleeping dog lie, Bo.
He's got some
let it
size,
go,
and he can explode up the middle.
Everybody heard it?
Wow.
We can just let it go.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
We don't have to hammer it. It's good.
Don't have to go back to that same well. So you mentioned those two matchups. Anyone else you're concerned about?
Of course. Well, and I think the main component we haven't even brought up is Sauce Gardner. The big trade.
I just don't know how much he plays. I really don't. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I just think it's a lot to get traded midweek, get on a plane, and go across the world. I looked it up. This is a if we were flying to Indy, this was a 534-mile trip for us. That's how long it is. That's how long it takes the mileage to drive to Indy.
Okay.
It's 4,700 miles now to go to Berlin from Atlanta. And so I say all that to say that this is, you know, he was going to go from New York to Indy and then get on a plane a day later or a day and a half, essentially a day later, and fly to Berlin and then take in everything and maybe be up to speed with what they wanted to do on defense. I think they might use him. I just don't think they're going to use him a lot.
Yeah, and I looked at the stats too. They're about middle of the road in terms of the amount of man covers they run. It's about a quarter of the time. I want to say it's like 25-26% of the time they run man coverage, which the most you're going to see in the NFL in terms of that stat is like 40%. So they're kind of middle of the road in terms of the amount of man coverage they run. So it's not like you're just going to stick them out there. And I brought it up yesterday. I was like, you go out there and put them out wide and go, all right, man, hey, look, it's third and long. You go man coverage on Drake London and see what you can do. And he, you know, he's got those long arms and everything else that he can drape all over you. If I was Michael Penix, I know we got a good break. I would target Sauce Gardner on third down. He doesn't understand the scheme, and he's very grabby. Very grabby. And I would just, gamble on the fact that maybe we can go get a PI.
Especially if they want to match him up on Drake. And he's been coming, but he missed 2 weeks with a concussion. He did practice this week, so he has been banged up. Yeah, I think it's a really good point. Put your best 50-50 guy up against him and I don't care if it's a jump ball. Throw it up and make Sauce Gardner.
Not familiar with the defense. Hasn't been playing. Hasn't been playing well even when he was playing. So we'll see.
Yeah. Good point.
We'll pick this back up at 7. And coming up, we're going to preview a few college football games this weekend. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The theme, we're bringing Saxy back. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.